Cars back on the tracks is on track. I'm Sarah Jacobs.
Downton Abbey fans rejoice. A new era hits the theaters this weekend. Vulture critic Jen Chaney will talk about it at 10:10. Dow Jones Industrial's up 163 points. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden has kicked off a strategically crucial trip to visit allies in Asia. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy is traveling with the president in Seoul.
The president's first stop was a Samsung semiconductor plant.
This is an auspicious start to my visit.
The facility Mr. Biden toured is similar to a $17 billion plant Samsung is now building in Texas. And the president says it's all part of a supply chain strategy.
Secure more of what we need from our allies and partners and bolster our supply chain resilience.
Looming large tensions with China and North Korea. CBS News has learned two Secret Service employees have reportedly been sent back home after a drunken incident with a cab driver in Seoul. CBS's Nancy Cordes is there.
They're going to be placed on administrative leave, not so much, we're told, because of the physical altercation, but because they were intoxicated on the job, or rather off hours, but here in a foreign nation where they're preparing for the president's visit, and that is against the rules.
The first funeral for the 10 in Buffalo begins soon. Loved ones are saying goodbye to 67-year-old church deacon Hayward Patterson. His ex-wife, Terza, says their 12-year-old son is struggling with a broken heart.
What am I supposed to do to help him get through this?
Prosecutors say the 18-year-old suspect could face hate crime charges. Wildfires are raging across parts of New Mexico, Colorado, Oklahoma, and West Texas. Pearl Merritt was forced from her home in Abilene. The last thing she grabbed, her late mother's Bible.
I knew all of our pictures and all of the mementos and everything I'd saved for years, that was going to be gone. But as long as I got that Bible, I was good.
There is record heat in the forecast from west to east. Meteorologist Craig Allen with our affiliate WCBS is keeping an eye on the northeast.
This is going to be the first time that many of the major cities hit the 85 to 90 or even 95 degree mark, and the heat index could be up between 95 and 100.
A major snowstorm is expected to develop over Colorado and northern Wyoming. Girls are growing up a lot younger these days, and that poses health problems. Here's correspondent Wendy Gillette.
Studies show the age of puberty in girls has dropped by about 3 months per decade since the 70s, according to an article in the New York Times. An earlier onset of puberty can have harmful effects, including a higher risk of depression and developing breast or uterine cancer in adulthood.
The Dow is up 160 points. S&P ahead 29. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
10:03, Friday, May 20th, 2022. It's 76 degrees, partly sunny and hot, highs in the upper 80s. Good morning. I'm Gigi Barnett.
And I'm Mark Lois with the top local stories we're following this hour. You'll remember the first day he took office, Virginia's Governor Glenn Youngkin ordered Attorney General Jason Miaris to investigate Loudoun County Public Schools' handling of two high school sex assaults. A special grand jury is now investigating, but the school system is saying not so fast. It's a story you're hearing first on WTOP.
The Loudoun County School Board is suing the state and Attorney General Jason Miaris. The suit seeks a temporary injunction against any further actions by the special grand jury that's been convened. It says Governor Youngkin's executive order went beyond his authority, and the use of the special grand jury is unlawful. It says Youngkin's executive order was a fishing expedition, and the special grand jury is intended for criminal matters, not policy issues. Some of the records and testimony subpoenaed have involved LCPS transgender policy and Facebook posts. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
WTOP has reached out to the governor and the Virginia Attorney General for comment.
Kids ages 5 to 11 are now eligible for booster shots. The CDC approved the move last night, but it comes as vaccine protection is waning, and many kids in our region are testing positive We dig in as part of our weekly focus on education across our area.
At the end of last month, D.C. said its school system reported 451 cases in a week, the highest since the end of the winter surge. Cases increased more during the weeks of May 1st and May 8th. In Fairfax County, Dr. Ben Schwartz with the county's health department says,
the number of COVID cases has been increasing,
with nearly 4,000 students testing positive so far this month. Montgomery County reported more than 3,000 cases in schools over the past 10 days. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
In the U.S., less than 1% of children are hospitalized from COVID.
In the past 2 weeks, COVID cases are up more than 100% in D.C. and Maryland, 63% in Virginia. The number of people in the hospital with COVID in our region is slowly increasing, but thankfully, deaths from the virus remain low. Most counties and cities in the region are reporting medium transmission of the virus. In those areas, the CDC recommends that people in high-risk groups consider wearing masks. Montgomery and Prince George's counties are recommending that people mask up in indoor public spaces.
The U.S. Department of Justice should revisit the case of Bijan Gaisar. He's a driver who was shot and killed by U.S. Park police officers. That is the call from dozens of advocacy groups in a new letter, and one top prosecutor is echoing that call.
Well, I am glad to see this letter.
That's Fairfax County Commonwealth's attorney, Steve Descano.
What the community is saying in this letter, and what the family has said all along, is that they want to get this in front of a jury on criminal charges. And I think that that is appropriate.
Doing that would mean a federal prosecution is needed. A Fairfax County grand jury had indicted the two officers involved, but a federal judge ruled that the federal officers had immunity from state prosecution under the U.S. Constitution's Supremacy Clause. Gaisar was shot after a brief chase on the George Washington Parkway in 2017. John Aaron, WTOP News.
Stick around, a check of traffic and your weekend weather forecast on the way. Ooh, looks like a hot one coming our way. And just after traffic and weather, a new era of Downton Abbey hitting the big screen over the weekend. We'll hear from Vulture critic Jen Chaney. It's 10:07.
Are you looking to renovate your kitchen or bathroom? I'm Mike Holmes here with Ivan from AGM Renovations.
Thanks, Mike. Too often homeowners hired the wrong contractor.
Ivan, I see this all the time. Delays, shortcuts, hidden fees, nightmares.
At AGM, we use the top trades and each product is finished on time, on budget, backed by a 5-year warranty.
That's why AGM are the only kitchen and bathroom renovation specialists I recommend.
AGMRenovations.com. Call now and get $3,000 off.
You're the one everyone looks to for answers. Come rain or shine, the job must get done. And you're the one who makes it happen. We get you, Jackie in Fresno, putting your employee safety first. And Manny in Chattanooga, whose local Granger team knows him by name. We're here for you and all the ones who get it done with 24/7 customer support and access to product specialists.